Time for the U.S. staffing show here every, just about every Monday.
They keep letting us in. Even
probably when won't be back, or won't be here next Monday.
No, probably won't be.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, but will you? Do you get, I mean, what's that look like for you on a Monday?
I don't know.
Memorial Day Monday?
They don't, you know. I'll find out.
They'll let you know Sunday.
I'll unlocked, find out Monday.
If the door's unlocked, I'll come in and do a radio show. Otherwise, yeah, maybe not.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, Greg, you'd have to be hiding under a rock.
Yes.
If you haven't heard about cybersecurity threats recently, like in the news happening all around us. You know, obviously, just a few weeks ago, we had the Colonial Pipeline, which is probably somewhat responsible. At least they're blaming on that for the gas prices going up.
Yep.
But there's some other ones out there we may have forgotten about as well. So a couple more just to remind people.
Yeah. So back in February of this year, a cyber criminal attempted to poison the water supply in Florida, Florida City, by increasing the amount of sodium hydroxide to a potentially dangerous level. So in case you don't know, sodium hydroxide is also known as lye, which is
what?
Very caustic.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
The hacker was able to breach the local utility's computer system and significantly increase the amount of sodium hydroxide in the system. Fortunately, a very aware supervisor in the water plant, who probably is not getting paid enough.
Give that man a badge.
Yes. Saw the changes happening as they were happening and corrected the problem.
Amazing. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Well,
yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's rough. In another cyber incident back in March, this is also this is little well known, but it was kind of made a big deal. Computer maker Acer was targeted by a ransomware attack.
Yeah,
according to an article that we found, it was a group known as Revel, like R with evil in front, R in front of the evil. So Revel, however you say it, was believed to be responsible, and it's thought that the hackers gained access through like the operating system.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and broke in, and then demanded. Get this, $50 million.
Is that all?
Largest ransom to date. This was just fairly recently, too, so it was back in March. $50 million will unlock your manufacturing capability.
God, that's awful.
Yeah.
Well, according to one source, ransomware attacks have increased by 62% since 2019.
Oh, yeah.
That's just bananas.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And 68% of business leaders feel their cybersecurity risks are increasing.
I don't know why that's not 100%.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a fact.
Everybody should be aware of
this. An interesting factoid, though. Greg, any guesses on how many passwords are estimated to be on the planet right now?
Go big or go home on this one, Greg.
That's right.
$55 billion.
No, it's more.
Not quite as high as the national debt.
That's right. There is estimated to be 300 billion passwords used by humans and machines worldwide.
Man. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Plenty of password opportunities for cyber thieves to go after. I mean, that's a lot of opportunities to go. So, and to the point of this week's article, this is former NSA Director Michael Rogers, who's now a prof over at Ben's alma mater at Northwestern there. He talks about how companies can protect against themselves and against these threats.
Yeah, so his article is titled Four Ways Leaders Can Defend Their Organizations Against Cybersecurity Threats. And Rogers tells us some very practical ways to protect our data and our businesses. And the first action that he talks about is that businesses can take against cyber threats is to create a culture of proactivity and accountability. Now, that's a lot of fancy words, but what does it really mean? Given the amount...
I just show up to work.
That's right, yeah. Given the amount of risk involved, it's critical for businesses to deliberately think through how they can protect themselves and how they'll respond if and when they believe they have been targeted. In other words, have a response plan when this does happen to you.
Yeah, it's really, and like you said, son, if it's a when.
It is, yeah.
And closely connected to being proactive is the concept that we all need to take responsibility for guarding against computer hacks. So don't open those suspicious emails. A second, unless they're from your boss, then I guess you should do that. Sorry, boss, I didn't open it. It looks suspicious. A second suggestion from Rogers to guard against those attacks is to know your digital supply chain. Now, that's a strange mix of words. We use supply chain, and we use the word digital, but we don't normally, like, you know, glue them together. So, you know, for example, you got to know who is in your digital supply chain. We have a supply chain in our business.
We do.
Of different customers.
Yeah, so
suppliers, but
yeah, so but a key part of being proactive is knowing your digital supply chains. Just like a bad part from a supplier can make its way through the physical inventory and hopefully not into the final product, corrupt software can have an enormous impact on your digital data. So it's very important for companies to be aware of which software suppliers they are partnering with and what software products they are downloading.
Yeah, for sure. So another action that business leaders can take to protect themselves from cyber attacks, according to Rogers, is to build what he calls cyber resilience. So what this means is that businesses should assume, like, don't, it's not an if, it's a when, so you should assume that you're going to experience a cyber attack at some point and then prepare accordingly. So, you know, put in place processes and mechanisms now that allow allow your business to keep functioning in the event of intrusion.
Yeah, and you don't have to pay $50 million to get back
on.
So
not enough liability insurance to cover
right.
that one.
So, for example, building backups of data critical to running the business is probably pretty important.
Yeah.
You know, things like payroll data, personnel records, contracts, product designs, to name just a few things that you should
you
be backing
up. $50 million, Matt, I want my paycheck.
That's right. Not my problem. As important, businesses need to have a detailed process in place that allows leaders to respond quickly when they are confronted with a cyber attack.
Yeah. So, Ben and Greg at US Staffing, we work with great employers looking for awesome employees. And if you're a business owner, reach out to us and we'll connect you to some faces for your business. And if you're an employee looking for a new work address, get with us. We can put you in touch with some quality employers in the area. And Ben, how can people find us here in the Jackson area?
Yeah, so if business leaders and potential team members want to talk with us, they can find us on Facebook at US Staffing Agency. They can live chat with us on our website at usstaffingagency.com. Or they can come on over to our Jackson location at 707 North Wisner Street. We are right there between Ganson and North Street on the east side of the road. Mm-hmm. Our phone number there is 787-6150.
Jobs at US Staffing.
Yes.
All kinds of